This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't think God doesn't hear the cries of the children that make you. Whether autistic from the vaccines or these rape gangs.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If this feeble attempt to defeat the globalists has been so successful, imagine what happens when you take action. I've got a bunch of breaking news to start the next segment. Our Bilderberg insider on where the elite are. Daniel Estulin, who's in Toronto. He was in Mexico City in Spain. He's in Toronto now coming up. But I want to give our guest, Blake Miles, I hope will come back, former Green Beret and involved, of course, in intelligence and engineering and more, his view on what else we can do. I've been asking a lot of questions. In the 5 minutes we have, what do you want to impart to viewers?
Well, two things that are coming to mind right now. And I reached out to Craig Sawyer about this topic as well. When he ran into the problem with the U-caring, the fundraising, my brain immediately went to Bitcoin and digital currencies, blockchain technologies, because WikiLeaks was when they got shut down by PayPal from getting donations from PayPal. That was one of Bitcoin's original.
Bitcoin has turned out to be absolutely fabulous. I was just scared of it, thinking what regulators would do to me if I got involved, but it's beautiful.
I'd be happy to advise in whatever way I can. I actually have a debit card where I can send Bitcoin into a wallet and I can use the debit card.
Sure, it's taken me 5-6 years, but I just don't want to steer my listeners into something I don't want. But now it's totally proven. It's amazing.
It's a complete game changer. And the reason it's a game changer is twofold. The currency in itself can't be controlled, but also the data stores. How the information is transferred and conveyed around.
Sure, but also just the idea of this breaks the back of the globalists and their money monopoly.
Yeah, because they have no control. Or they can't control how much they make, which is great because we all know how fun it is to know that, you know, trillions of dollars, you know, are printed since whenever. But one of the other things that I found was that Steemit website that I mentioned. What it does is it's censorship resistant in that anybody who posts on there, it basically converts their post into an HTML text document that's small in size, but it distributes it throughout all the nodes and all the people that are running nodes on this. It uses the same blockchain type technology that Bitcoin uses.
That's steemit.com/@ Blake Miles 84.
Yep. And so you can't. You can't, like, attack it. You can't just shut down. You could attack the URL. You could take down the website, but anybody who is running these nodes still has access to all the
content. Well, I want to talk to you and other experts because clearly they're moving towards even shutting down InfoWars. What do we do to be more redundant? Obviously, be on our email, InfoWars.com/newsletter. But we're now moving into that time where we want to defeat their censorship, but we may not. At least in their first wave, if they kill the president and bring in COG, we're going to go dark for a while. It's going to be these underground systems that are going to keep us in contact.
Well, I thought about that. I think blockchain technology is where the future is going as far as censorship resistance. If you took your shows and actually, so there's two things. There's text-based stuff, but there's also, I mean, it's tough to get video in that sort of a format. But
we'll give you transcripts.
Yeah, well, and that's something that I would want to do is, like, I'd start typing up transcripts.
Well, we're out of time, but, Blake, I think we should have a roundtable discussion on air, and we should start a daily broadcast with a roundtable of people that rotate through, so folks are on vacation or on missions or all the things they're doing, where we have, like, maybe 20 guys and gals that are involved in all this who have, like, a three-hour show every day where they rotate through and just debate and cover all these different topics on air to the American people, because this is the battle for the Republic. Blake Miles, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Great point. That's why I love getting these guys on. It's a huge brainstorm every time. And people can bitch about the military and bad things. It doesn't matter. At least they're engaged. They're involved. They're not rolling over. they're so alive compared to the general public. And I want the general public to become alive like that. We're not like, oh, look, these guys are alive. Aren't they great? No, we all need to be alive. That's the answer.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counting for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. Give you everything you need. But what happens when the globalists break the compact with humanity and begin to cut off the resources and say development's bad? We have to break with them. Daniel Estulin, best-selling author, investigative journalist, super Bilderberg sleuth, probably Jim Tucker discovered it and exposed it, but Daniel Estulin actually penetrated it, infiltrated it. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. But before we go any further, Russian police focus on Islamic suspect in St. Petersburg attack. Suspect with beard, Muslim cap spotted on security cameras. Saudi Arabia threatened the last few years over and over again if Russia didn't back out in Syria, that's right on their border, that they would attack them using Islamic Jihad groups. Let's be clear. I was against the Iraq war just like Trump because most of the Muslims don't want war, but the leaders are enslaving them like a cult and driving them through the Wahhabists to do these things, and it is totally sick. Is this guy a decoy? We don't know. But the bombing, obviously, now 12 people dead in St. Petersburg, all that unfolding. What's happened with them saying Russia is running Trump? Totally ridiculous. Globalism is in crisis. We have the British threatening to go to war with Spain over Gibraltar and the EU, kicking it out, meaning cutting off its supply lines. We've got just craziness taking place with the elites pushing their world government. We have Peter Thiel of Bilderberg saying the tide's going out on globalism, which is just modern world corporate colonialism. Is that true, or what's really happening? What's the plan? Because I know what Esalen's going to get into. I haven't talked to Esalen in like a year. It's great to have him on. This is out of the San Francisco Chronicle and in a bunch of other papers today. Oh, cyborgs at work. Employees getting implanted microchips. The military to put chips in troops' brains. That's another headline. They go from Esalen and I talking about it 15 years ago, being kooks, to now, oh, we're doing it. It's fun. And that famous photo of Zuckerberg walking bipedally while everybody else is wearing goggles on their heads. That's what's happening. And then the worldwide battle against pedophile rings. We know the globalists use as political systems to compromise political organizations. So Esalen, I haven't talked to Esalen in almost a year. We're going to talk to him about all his amazing sources. I know he's got Bilderberg sources. I even know who their names are. And he's given us amazing intel. Year and a half before the housing collapse, he said they're going to plunge the housing system in a year and a half and gave the reasons. I mean, he's laid it all out. And so DanielEsalen.com, he joins us via video Skype from Canada, where he's at right now. So Daniel, great seeing you again. Thank you for joining us. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show, you can always see the video feeds, folks. It's free. Let me ask you to just set the waterfront for us here. I've made my points for 3 minutes. What do you want to cover today? I'm just guessing what you might want to cover because we're focusing on the same war that's going on. But what else is on your palate?
I think, Alex, it's great to be back on your show. You're right. I haven't been on for about a year. A lot has been going on. And in this past few weeks, first of all, you won the very important award in Mexico. Just came back there from Mexico. Congratulations. That's first
Thank
of
you.
All. Second of all, NATO, Montenegro is something I want to discuss. Urgent issue that Americans need to understand. The treacherous and the treasonous attempt by the United States and the world is the presidency back, win the White House back. We can discuss that as well. I think at no time in America's prior history, Alex, has anything so openly subversive and treacherously treasonous ever been perpetuated on the United States of America before. I think the closest being the covert conspiracy single-handedly thwarted by America's military hero, General Smedley Butler, in 1934, when a band of elitist bankers, traitors, attempted a coup d'etat against the FDR administration. We know the game. The all-too-familiar divide-and-conquer strategy is once again the globalist go-to modus operandi. We're seeing it right now in St. Petersburg. We're seeing it in the United States. We're seeing it in Europe. We're seeing it in Latin America. We're seeing it all over the world. And again, this is being implemented through the multi-pronged assaults waging an open insurrection war against the Donald Trump administration in America in order to successfully execute a coup d'etat committed by traitors to take down America as the latest banana republic.
Daniel, you don't like labels, but, I mean, you've been so on target over the years in your books I've read, both novels with classified stuff and both non-novels. It makes my head spin. I just respect you more as the years go on. You're one of those maybe 10 people I know that have been so on target, it's actually scary. People think I'm on target. It's my guests that are on target. But looking at globalism, I would call you a classical liberal. You didn't like Bush. You don't like all this stuff. You're very liberal policies. I agree with a lot of those as well. You're a real liberal. We see Nigel Farage, I call a real liberal for Trump. It's not that Trump's perfect. It's just that clearly the power structure is against him. They hate him. And then you lay out St. Petersburg, what's happening there with their agenda. So where should we start? You have the real liberals and the nationalists of every race, color, creed. And then you've got Republican establishment, Democratic establishment, elites, European elites, all wanting this global system, trying to prop it up. And then just we're allied with radical Islam. We're not against Islam, but just radical Islam. Who are the players? Where are we right now?
Well, Alex, the ruling elite's long-time agenda has been to destroy the United States and the West from within. And in reaction to last year's growing anti-globalist movement represented by the Brexit vote and also anti-establishment Trump election, the elite is becoming desperately aggressive right now, fighting for absolute domination and population control, insidiously wiping up, you know, unstable domestic conditions throughout the Western world, engineered to explode, you know, with racial, class, religious, and also politically charged civil war violence in both America and Europe. What you're seeing in the United States, we have seen in Europe, in Spain, in Italy, in France, in England, in Germany, in other countries as well, in Portugal, and also in Greece. In the United States, this takes the form of mass deployment of a robotically dumbed down, highly manipulated, yet well-organized political left. And again, we've seen this, you know, with the flake movements in the United States right after Trump election, you know, constituting the elite's weapons of mass destruction against Trump's reactionary or militarized authoritarian federal forces, soon spilling blood and chaos as America's very own spring uprising. The coming riots are aimed at causing the violent breakdown of civil society in both America and Europe. Of course, co-timed with the ongoing...
Let me just back here. We're spewing so much knowledge here. Clearly, they're trying to foment race war, all this crap. You mentioned that. They're trying to foment war. They admit they're trying to foment war. So let's dial back and talk about that some specifically, because this is unprecedented. The COG, mainstream papers saying overthrow Trump, calling for civil war, and they're saying... implode the economy to hurt nationalism, as if the public doesn't get you're going to hurt our economy to get, I mean, forget Trump. They're openly saying make us poor like Brexit to teach us to serve this system. I mean, this is crazy. So, I mean, what's happening?
Well, Alex, there's a new norm in America that is one of chaos, race wars, and also mass shootings that are supposedly, you know, real. Unless, of course, you can provide a mountain of evidence to debunk the official mainstream media narrative, police announcements, or whatever intelligence sources, you know, are saying. And of course, this new norm is, you know, is even being contributed to by many alternative media sources in the interest of being correct, no, and authentic about what they're saying. I think for the first time in modern American history, we have a generation that doesn't know what order, calmness, and peace look like. They have no idea what it's like not to be at war or even to be in a war that has realistic scenarios for the possible ending date. And now, with the ruling elite moving as fast as ever to get the new world order done, we're seeing a brand new level of chaos and fear slowly becoming the new norm that particularly the millennials are being led to believe is inevitable and the new unavoidable reality. So I think that's what's happening.
I agree. John McCain said the new world order is collapsing in crisis. All the elites are saying it. I think it's premature to say that, but they're finally hitting the alarm bell. Why are they saying that?
You know, Alex, the chaos, once almost exclusively limited to the Middle East, that we've become so accustomed to watching on television, is slowly but surely carrying over to the United States and also to Russia, as we saw today, one PSYOP Gladio B operation staged event at a time. No longer is chaos something happening thousands of miles away. It's happening right here in America. It's happening in Russia, in my hometown. And notice, you know, I keep saying chaos because unlike Operation Gladio, which occurred throughout Europe mostly from the 1960s to the early 1990s, the current so-called Operation Gladio B, which again, you know, we can call Northwood.
Instead of being purely staged, they bring in people that will do it.
Well, it's much more sophisticated. You have Gladio B, unlike Gladio A, is being conducted in an era of mass psychological terror and deception made possible by technology, legalized propaganda, fake terror groups like ISIS.
Amazing. Man, Daniel, you move so quick, but it's all so on target. Well, I'll get my brain burning here. Let me ask this before we go to break. Why do they hate Russia so much? I mean, Russia, I know you're a Russia expert. I've never been there. I just study it. They're not expanding. They're trying to build their country. They have good policies for their people. Why are the elites so out to get Russia? It's crazy.
Because you can't have one world government, new world order, one world company limited unless you can destroy the only nuclear-powered. China has nuclear weapons, but China is a military, is an economic superpower. Russia is the only alternative to the military superpower that is the United States. So again, until you can destroy Russia, you will not have your one world, whatever you want to call it.
But their program destroying Russia is failing. The Russians always dig in. So where does that go?
They just keep doing it and trying to destroy it any way possible. And again, chaos or order out of chaos. And this is what we're seeing right now. Keep in mind, Alex, that the people behind the economic policies in Russia are all the same liberal crowd pulled there by the Bill Clinton presidency 20 years ago. In other words, Putin may be a great leader and a great politician and a great strategist, but his hands are tied because, again, Putin as the president controls foreign policy. The prime minister, Medvedev.
That's right. He's completely surrounded like Trump.
while he's a liberal stooge trader who works for the interest of the Western governing elite with all the bankers who represent...
So Putin and Trump are both surrounded. They, like Putin said yesterday, meet with me. Don't let them intimidate you. They need to come together, laugh at the whole system, and they need to have a huge... You'll have all the ratings. They need to like have a two-hour talk on TV. Let's talk about that right now. We need to get Putin and Trump together right now to just absolutely lay out what's happening. Daniel Esselin's our guest. Stay with us.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at DeductEverything.com. That's DeductEverything.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey Water Filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Out your window I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks around to get them no talking.
Don't send
to.
Your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone like I said.
I'll be gone like I said.
been there.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut.
Hey, Lux will go till 50 after, then he's going to jump. And then we're going to have David Knight coming up. I've got other breaking news here. Susan Rice flashback. I know nothing about Trump unmasking, but it's being reported that that the White House, the former Obama White House, is saying she's the one that unmasked it all. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Daniel Estulin of Bilderberg fame is our guest. Let's put his Twitter up on screen, because I'm told that's one of the best ways he wants folks. I mean, he just launched that new Twitter there. He's got a huge website and best-selling book in like 20-something languages last time I checked. But you can go to Estulin. Daniel, at Esalen Daniel, that's his official account right now. Now, Daniel, going back to you, looking at all this, I don't want to be overconfident, but as you said, nationalism's rising, globalism's now exposed, but then Juncker, the heir of the Nazi fortune, I mean, he's one of the top Nazis, his family, that's admitted, threatens the U.S., they're threatening the British about Gibraltar, telling Spain to kick it out of the EU. They're threatening war. I mean, this is all exploding quickly. So you talk about desperate panic. Boy, that's happening. So what do you make of this?
We have a new desperate panic, Alex, and that's Montenegro.
You wanted to get into that. You've written articles about that. Let's talk about Montenegro. You wrote a story about that. Tell folks.
Very important. Last week, the United States Senate voted to support the accession of a very small country, Montenegro, into NATO. And this issue of so little interest to the majority of the American senators that the standing quorum rule was overturned for the vote. The only two dissenting voices were Senators Lee and Paul. And nevertheless, Alex, its accession to NATO can become that red line which will edge the world closer to World War III. Now, Montenegro borders Serbia, Russia's historical ally. Do we really want to go there again? We know what happened in 1920.
Clearly, it's a set piece by McCain to start a new war because he can't get it in Ukraine.
Well, exactly. Only this time, it will be a full-scale world thermonuclear war.
And the Russians have said, and they've never backed off, here's our red line, it's over.
If the United States draws Montenegro into a military alliance, Alex, what would happen if Russia does the same with America's neighbors? Do we want Russian missiles on Cuba?
Yeah, do we want Mexico to make an alliance? I mean, it's crazy. Or Cuba again.
Exactly. Now, you know, this isn't the first time the United States...
By the way, there are Russian troops back in Cuba again.
Exactly. Now, this isn't the first time that the United States government tries to draw Russia into an open confrontation. Back in June 2014, NATO's foreign ministers met in Brussels and agreed to offer Georgia, one of former Soviet republics, a substantive package to actually help, you know, come closer to NATO.
And they launched a war on Abkhazia and South Ossetia.
Exactly. You know, nothing in what you hear in the corporate American and European-based media is, of course, objective and impartial. It is all derived from the Atlanticist ideological vision.
And it's foaming at the mouth war that we pay for. We don't even get anything. We should be trading with Russia like Trump goes. They've got more stuff than Africa. Let's roll in there and exploit it all. Help them, help us. But they don't want trade, do they?
Well, exactly. NATO is portrayed as the defender of Western democratic civilization against the supposedly barbaric hordes of the East.
And I agree. What do you make of Trump then openly ridiculing NATO? Because it makes sense for a businessman to look at the angles. Russia's not our enemy. We should be involved with Russia.
Exactly. But, of course, you're not going to hear this point of view from the corporate media because they're simply not interested in the facts on the ground in Montenegro, but only in furthering NATO propaganda about it. In interviews, the media is ignorant of the complexities of the political scene in Montenegro and takes for granted the statements of Montenegrin government officials known for their decades-long abuse of power, defamation of political opponents, and outright lies. What we get from the narrative is a rosy picture of Montenegro welcoming NATO with open arms and bouquets of flowers, whereas the majority of Montenegrins are either against NATO membership or absolutely indifferent.
Because they know NATO brought the last three wars in the Balkans.
Well, we know because we saw the people welcoming U.S. soldiers with open arms in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya, and we know how that ends. And the truth of the matter is that nobody in Montenegro dreams about NATO, since everybody knows full well that NATO bombs killed Montenegro citizens, including children, during the NATO airstrikes against...
Let me ask you this. We're going to break. We're going to come back more with the brain, Daniel Estulin. Every topic I bring up, he's got like scientific info on it. Why wouldn't the elite want to do business with Russia when they got more resources than Africa and are like many times bigger than the U.S.? It's crazy.
Alex, progress and development of society is directly proportional to population density. So if you have progress, if you have technology, if you have development, you're going to have more people, which means that the elite circles are going to have fewer opportunities to control society, and that's why they're trying to dismantle the world, deindustrialize the world.
They see humans as competition.
Exactly.
Dr. Aliens. I want to talk about the globalist mindset that you're an expert on with Daniel Esselin straight ahead. And then we're going to play a clip of anybody that doesn't want war with Russia, like Rand Paul, is a Russian agent. And then the hell, I'm under criminal investigation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
We got red badge.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's PersonalCreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. PersonalCreations.com. 3333.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
I know the globalists want to cut off the resources to dictate humanity's surrender to their technocratic system. And the communist Chinese, God bless them, are enslaving their own people. They're totally on board with the globalists. There's kind of some infighting and jockeying going on, but Russia has, you know, almost what I was saying, six times, three times the size of the U.S., five or six times bigger than China. Most of it's unpopulated. And the globalists just say, we want that, we want that now. It's like they've taken Africa, exploited it, Latin America, you name it. You know, most of the Amazon basin's unpopulated as well. They want people wiped out of there. We live in big cities because we're all together and think, oh, the world's overpopulated. Go drive an hour. There's nothing out there. But you're on roads that go into the other towns, so it creates the perception there's always people. No, people means commerce. It means jobs. That's why, like a fish reef, you know, there might not be another reef for 200 miles in the ocean, but this reef's all these teeming fish. Oh, so many fish here. What's going on? That's because there's life there. There's an economy. Speaking of economy, we are sold out of our amazing selenium, biotrue selenium, electrochemical. You die without it. It's absolutely critical in the body. That sold out, and I'm 30% off deal we've been running the last week. X2 Survival Shield Nation Iodine is going to sell in the next 48 hours, but I am keeping it 30% off. And we've got, again, the oil drilling company, the gas company that we get this from, very hard to get. It's at 7,000 to 12,000 feet on gas wells, saying, oh, we have other people want to buy it now. You made a market out of this. You know, we've been doing this 5 years, 4.5 years. So I'm not even sure we're going to get more of this. But I'm still discounting on this run. I'm not on the next run because that could be the last run. And we'll go back to seaweed-based stuff that isn't as strong but still absolutely critical. But X2 funds our operation. Get yours today. You sign up for auto ship every 15, 30, 60, 90 days. We'll hold back our supply to make sure you get that at some point. If you're on auto ship and we can't get it anymore, we'll have to give you a notice that, sorry, we've got to cancel your auto ship. But it's $20 right now, unprecedented, instead of $40. Normally, we discount to $30. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Also, with the biggest maker of organic non-fluoride toothpaste in the country, we went out with my dad, who's an oral surgeon and dentist. He's about to retire, give him his license, but it's good to have his license to do this, and created Super Blue that has iodine, real iodine, it's blue, not red, and colloidal silver and tea tree oil and peppermint. The peppermint was so strong, kids didn't like it. It is a concentrated 4-ounce toothpaste. So we now have Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste bubblegum flavor with iodine and colloidal silver, as well as tea tree oil, but not the peppermint. And that is a new shipment just came in. Super Blue is sold out. So 888-253-3139, best toothpaste in my research for your children, and it supports the broadcast. So I want to thank you all for your support directly to the First Amendment and what we're doing here to trying to save the Republic. All right, Daniel Estulin, we were getting into Montenegro. The Senate passed it. Only two people voted against it. Sessions, obviously, is a vacant seat, so he wasn't there, but we're looking at all this, and they're trying to start a war there. Now Trump can veto it, or NATO can veto it. But regardless, they want to start a war. What do you think the global order is going to do? Because last time we had you on a year ago, you said, well, they're having some problems, but they're not in crisis yet. Sounds like you're saying they're panicked. They're in crisis. They're getting, it seems like they're like Juncker saying, we'll start a war with Europe. We'll march an EU army in. We'll economically destroy the UK. They're threatening us with breaking America up. It seems like this doesn't look like what winners do, but you're the expert. So in the next 13 minutes, you've got the floor before you got to go. Give us your presentation. Daniel Estulin, the best-selling author of the Club Bilderberg and so many books. You can follow him, obviously, at Twitter. And we'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. But, Daniel, again, what other knowledge do you want to impart to folks?
Well, I think it's important to understand why these people want to start a war. World's financial system, Alex, can survive until about the end of 2017. The total collapse, the system that we know today, would come no longer than January, February 2018. Every financial instrument and mechanism available was used up to avoid the 2008 near collapse. So there is no more money in the current system. The International Monetary Fund and also the United States policy to stimulate the outflow of capital from developing countries, which includes obviously China and Russia, thus buying time for themselves, have taken out over $200 billion from Russia, manipulating their currency, devaluing the rubles, you know, through the central bank. And of course, the director of the central bank was put there by Clinton's allies in the United States. And these are the same people who have also caused the outflow of over $1 trillion from China and doing the same thing with the yuan. In addition, they also took out between $2 and $3 trillion, which were literally stolen from the offshore accounts of the British elite via a Panama Papers scandal, bringing to light the money hidden by the aristocracy, mainly English aristocracy. This, in fact, was the beginning of Brexit. Now, Trump has two options available to him. You either save the United States economy and sink the economies of the rest of the world, because, again, you don't have enough money in the system to do everything, or you save the world at the expense of the United States. And according to Trump, there will be no more dollars for international investments. Only investment available will be to save the American economy. Thus, in his first speech, he explicitly talked about the need to invest in U.S. infrastructure, something that you and I talked about over a year ago, before Trump's election, before the primaries. We said the need for progress and development of society as goes through infrastructure and space exploration. Because when we build infrastructure, Alex, we're actually reorganizing the physical space-time of the planet, allowing our world to attain...
We're taking fiat crap and actually building something and making it about human activity.
That's one way of putting it. So, you know, if your system is increasingly moving to higher levels of efficiency, such as, you know, from coal-based economy to an oil-based economy to a nuclear-based economy, there'll be an increase in the productive power of human labor at every step of the way. And that's the way the actual wealth is created. Money is simply the way of...
But as you know, the globalists admit they want a post-industrial world squeezing off resources. That's really Trump's great sin, is he wants cheaper energy and innovation and a world based on humans.
And that goes through actually probably one of the greatest speeches ever made by a United States politician. In this case, Donald Trump made one of the greatest speeches ever when he talked about the need for space exploration. And again, money has no intrinsic value. It possesses no magical powers.
What it only does, exploration and trailblazing.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
God, you're amazing, Daniel. You got to come on more often than 1 year. It's like hard to get you on when you're on your own fire. But so looking at this, this is truly a cut and dry epic battle by the parasite forces that want a new neo-feudalism serfdom, as you've exposed your Bilderberg sources, and people that aren't perfect but believe in humanity and their grandkids. And let's just say it. Trump wants to be the turnaround guy for humanity. He wants a dynasty for Kushner, who would be the first Jewish president, if that's what they're setting him up for. I don't care if he's a great guy. It's not just his own family. They're setting Kushner up to be president, if he can deliver in all these roles. And the world doesn't even know what they're witnessing. Trump wants to turn it all around, change the destiny of the world. That's incredible.
Well, Alex, exactly. You know, we're at the gates of a worldwide economic default and dismantling of the capitalist system. And the only difference, again, going back to Hillary Clinton, is that Clinton would have pushed us into world war, which would probably have meant the end of mankind as we
know it. That was the old answer to collapse. We can't do that now.
You can't do that because, you know, is war a way to write off debt? You know, with debt, you write off responsibility. But the end result is the same. Planet Earth, as we know it, ceases to exist. Now, because Trump is a builder, he constructs things. So when you actually build things, you don't want them destroyed because that relents progress and development.
He's a classic archetype of made in the image of God, a architect, a builder.
Exactly. You know, at the global level, those who supported Clinton are also inside the European Central Bank, International Monetary Fund, Council of Europe, European Parliament, endless U.S. think tanks, liberal lobby groups. And in Russia, these people are represented by the United Russia. That's President Putin's party and Prime Minister Medvedev's. Of course, Putin has very little to do with United Russia in the sense that his policies are progress and development.
So you're saying his own party's the enemy.
It's a very complicated system because, again, Putin represents foreign policy and the national economic policies run by the Prime Minister Medvedev, who is one of the liberal stooges representing the interests of the world elite circles. You know, Putin and Medvedev are from the same political party, but they are ideological enemies. And with the exception of Putin, all leading positions within the sphere of Russian economic policy from 1992 until Trump's elections were in the hands of the neoliberals linked to the Clinton clan. And that's very important.
So is it true that Putin really is a Christian now, has picked up on Alexander Schultz and Ethan Durgin and others, and sees the vision of humanity having kids, defeating Satanism? I mean, is Putin really for real?
Putin is for real. And the problem for the United States government, for Trump, is that Trump is not going to work with the liberal people in Russia or anywhere else, for that matter, handpicked in the early 1990s.
So that's why they're panicking even more.
Well, they are because, you know, in the first phone call, Trump and Putin reached an agreement. The neoliberal pro-Clinton team, untouchable and unreachable, you know, to President Putin up to the election of Donald Trump, you know, to the post of the United States president, loses its protection. Until Trump's victory, any attempt to eliminate the treacherous and the traitorous neoliberals from Russia's economic posts would have been interpreted in Washington as a declaration of war against the interests of the transnational elite circles. And the answer would have been decisive. From blocking Russia's access to SWIFT chips to deeper sanctions and a full-fledged economic embargo. We have avoided that with Donald Trump's presidency. Now we just need to see how Trump and Putin can work together to defeat these neoliberal world elitist circles.
Who are anti-human fundamentally. And again, if I was Trump, I would have met with him, you know, five or six leaders. I know he's meeting with China first coming up in the next few days. But Putin said, hey, I want to meet. He actually came out and said, look, enough is enough. They should come out, have big meetings, talk about stuff, and break it. Because I know Trump's advisors are saying, oh, it looks too bad to be with the Russians. That's how they paralyze everybody. Like, the president's not supposed to talk to the Russian. He's our president. He's supposed to talk to whoever he wants. This idea by these little pieces of crap like Schiff in the Congress, that everybody that, you know, they don't want to have war with Russia is a Russian agent when Russia isn't expanding. It's just, it's absolutely outrageous.
Alex, you know, the transnational elitist circles, they have lost their power base and are left out of access to the United States money and economic
policy. I agree. They're panicking, so they're trying to fight back. They're openly saying kill Trump, saying have COG overthrows. Why is Trump letting them do that? Are they that weak it doesn't matter, or what's happening?
I don't know, but I can tell you from Russian history that it took President Putin two presidencies to actually get control of all the circles of power within the Russian government. And, of course, in the United States, you're seeing the same thing. And these people, they will do everything possible to recover the power they lost, making use of wide range of hybrid, irregular methodologies from mega-terrorists.
Yeah, deep state, people ignoring. Well, that's why even Fareed Zakaria, a Bilderberg guy, says Trump's the most powerful, Putin's the most powerful leader in the world. Not that Russia's even that powerful now economically. You know, economically, it's like Italy. It's because he actually is in power, which we're not pushing dictatorship. But instead of globalist manipulation, it's a guy for Russia in charge. And that's why he's so hard to deal with, because finally, a country's actually in charge of itself.
Well, look what they're doing all over the world. In Western Europe, you have assassination of politicians, Russian ambassadors.
Hundreds of top Russians killed, 30 or 40 very, very top ones. What do you make of that?
Part and parcel of what we're talking about, civil society breakdown, civil disobedience, United based or Europe. Russia thus far has been able to avoid that, you know, to using refugees as a weapon of destabilization and terrorism. Of course, look at the refugee crisis in Europe. 60 million displaced, of which 5 million are from Syria alone.
And you said in Endgame in 2007, 10 years ago, they would use refugees as weapons. Because I know you had sources inside. They've been planning this forever.
Well, Bilderberg has been planning these things. You know, they plan generations ahead. And in Germany today, more than 200 cities have shelters for refugees, many of them living in slums, in the ghettos, segregated from the rest of the population. The tensions are palpable. And it's only a matter of time, Alex, before an explosion and social breakdown occurs in Germany, in Italy, in Holland.
And that's how you started. What are they planning to do after this social breakdown happens that the media is hyping?
Well, the next step is war. It's just a matter of time before cooler heads will not prevail. For now, we're ahead of the game. Let's just see if Putin and Trump can actually get together sooner than later and see if we can have a common plan to work against.
So it's not that Putin and Trump are even perfect. They just don't want to have world war. They love their families. They're just not completely insane. David Rockefeller, the omnibusman of the globalist, the founder of Bilderberg. I know you said 4 or 5 years ago he wasn't really running things anymore. 101 died 2 weeks ago. Another bellwether of this. Talk about David Rockefeller, and then who from your research do you think is the leader of the New World Order, or are they still contending?
Alex, I think it's very important also to understand that when you're talking about these elitist circles, who's actually running the system, Donald Trump, and I'm going to get to Rockefeller in a second, represents, you know, the latest and the most desperate attempt by one part of the world's elitist circles to survive this economic Armageddon that is upon us. Trump versus Clinton was the fight between the representatives of the two of the world's supranational power structures, the Rothschilds behind Trump against the Rockefellers behind the Clinton. That said, neither the Rockefeller family nor the Rothschild family represent true power above them, you know, above the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. We have the Astors, the Lodges, the Flemings, the Grosvenors, the Mathesons, the Keswicks, whose fortunes are measured and counted in trillions of dollars. Trump represents a change in the paradigm of society as we have never seen in the history of humanity. The way things stand right now, Alex, capitalism is dead because capitalism needs perpetual markets in a way of expansion. And the elitist circles have a problem. They urgently need to find a system that could replace the no longer functioning capitalist system. And the arrival of Donald Trump in the White House is the first step towards a new world. Not a new world order, but rather a new world struggling to be born, unsure of its true.
So you're saying Rothschilds are backing Trump versus the eugenics-based Rockefellers?
Exactly. If you kind of look at the people behind.
I got told that my CIA sources 3 years ago, they said, oh, you're backing the Rothschilds. Watch what they're about to do. They're going to try to actually give wealth back to the people. Not because they're even good. They don't want a total worldwide bloodbath.
It's just that this time their interests coincide with our interests. Because, again, behind Clinton, you have the Rockefellers, the transnational bankers, which is the World Company Limited, the globalist, non-American, you know, or American power elite circles. George Soros, Hollywood, etc., against the people.
So are you saying this is a Rockefeller elite trying to bring down Trump?
Well, the people above Rockefeller level, and then the people backing Donald Trump are the non-American financier circles centered in the city of London, Hong Kong, World Center for Money Laundering, Drugs, Intelligence, and British Control, leftover elite circles of the British Empire, the Rothschilds, European elite represented by the old European aristocracy, such as the houses of Sage Coburg, Austro-Hungarian aristocracy, and also Ottoman nobility, as well as the Venetian black nobility. And then on a smaller scale, you have the intelligence agencies, so on and so forth. But again, these are big groups of people, very powerful individuals historically. And
but is it fair to say most U.S. intelligence, from what I've researched, is for Trump?
Most U.S. intelligence, except for the DEA, NSA, and the CIA.
All right. Well, it's a crazy time to be alive, Daniel. We got 50 seconds left. What else do you want to add?
I think, again, be vigilant, be intelligent. Don't follow propaganda techniques, analyze, and also ask the right questions. Why is this being done? Who's going to win and who's going to benefit when all is said and done?
All right. Again, on Twitter, what's the best place for people to get in touch with you?
At Estrelin Daniel. That's my Twitter account. And again, Alex, congratulations on a very important, international, very prestigious journalistic award in Mexico. I also won an award for my documentary film.
I know. I got the big press club award, one of the biggest groups in Latin America. I'm very honored. I wish I could have gone, but there was death threats, so I couldn't. Yeah, I want to thank them, though, for their great work. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you so much, sir.
I'm going to come back with some final comments straight ahead. You know, there's our award for the operation, all the great crew. When we come back, we're going to hit some other news I haven't covered yet. And we've got the great David Knight taking over on this Monday worldwide transmission. Infowars.com has a lot of key reports and videos that the globalists do not want you to see, that they do not want you to spread particularly. It's robots against humans. Help spread those links.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. Interest rates are currently at the lowest you'll see this year, as the Fed has not one but two interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type rate.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611. Go to rate.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you.
says they may ban laptops when you're flying. That's at CNN today because Islamists might put bombs in them. But we don't want to ban the Islamists coming in like the photos we have out of Russia, the main suspect going and leaving a suitcase on board the vehicle. And from L.A. to New York, people are fleeing the leftist command bases. People are fleeing New York at an alarming rate, New York Post. They're leaving these heavenly places. But then the folks that are fleeing, they come to other freer areas and then demand that we adopt those very cultures, we adopt those very, very systems. It's frustrating. But it's good people sitting down and laying down and taking all this that allows all this to happen. You know, I've got a stack of news here I didn't even hit. Dealing with Trump, says national security aides are completing a North Korean review, and that Trump says he wants to fix the North Korean problem, and people make a joke that after 55 years since the North Korean ceasefire, we're still at war with North Korea, that he's a bad guy, that the problem can't be fixed. I love the people that couldn't fix the problem for almost 60 years saying Trump's wrong for wanting to fix it. Don't you love that? These pessimists, these losers. But on top of that, U.S. warns China its patience is running out as North Korea aggression continues. That's up on Infowars.com from the Daily Caller. Defense Sec Mattis, North Korea's reckless actions must be stopped. That's the real issues going on. Meanwhile, look at these reports. San Francisco Chronicle. Cyborgs at work, employees getting implanted with microchips all over Europe, all over America. It's here. And then another one. Military.com. Super SEALs. Elite units pursue brain-stimulating technologies, microchips. The globalists want control of humans. They want robots to replace us. It's not that technology's bad. It's that there's Trojan horses, you know. Not a very good Trojan horse, but there it is. It's crapping on us, dropping little Hillary balls on us. There's other stories in the Daily Mail. Are aliens trying to contact Earth? Mysterious energy signals are coming from space, confirmed scientists. Yeah, who knows what's going on? Let's just say this. We're not in Kansas anymore. And the most important thing we can do is be conscious of what's happening and think about what's happening and then spread the word about sources of news and information you found to be accurate, like Infowars.com. Because metaphysically, when you spread videos, when you spread articles to people you know or people you don't know on your Twitter, your Facebook, your email, or personally at work telling people, hey, look at this, that breaks the back of the globalists that want to direct what you're doing. We've already beaten them so bad with Trump. And with other nationalist movements, they're in crisis, but the war is now. They're trying to shut off our deep earth crystal iodine pure source that nobody else has. Well, guess what? We got stuff we bought a year ago. We're about to run out of it. You know, it's the crystals being manufactured into the palm oil right now. X2, I've got 30% off till tomorrow. Then we're going to sell out of what we got. Then one more shipment's coming in. Who knows? It may never be available again. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm keeping the discount up there until tomorrow. Then it goes back to full price. So we sell out of that batch, and I'm going to do full price on the last batch, and that may be it. May go back to seaweed, but I got a feeling we'll be able to find the sources. Can't beat it at $20.96 a bottle. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. David's got 70 seconds to get in here and take over. I'm out of here. I have got a lot to do today. Just to put it lightly, it's absolutely got to be covered. So look for a lot of videos from yours truly, Alex Jones, coming up. I want to thank all of our affiliates, our sponsors, you, the listeners, and the good Lord above, number one, as well as my family. Fourth hour straight ahead, Infowars.com/show.
Thank you for listening.
Can you spread that link? There's a war.
Visit GCN.com
we need you.
Today.
You're the resistance.